Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Sean? Hold it open.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Thanks.
Thank you.
No problem. Sorry.
Oh, one more coming through.
Oh, here. Cole?
Present and accounted for. Emily, I presume?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, same to you. Harlan's just behind me. He got distracted by something.
Only for a moment.
Hey, I'm Alex. This is Sean.
Hey, I know Cole from last year.
The asylum too cliche again? God, what was Dylan thinking with?
Through the fence, the only way into this place? Jesus, ow.
It was the easiest way for sure, but I think some of the others were looking at a sewer. But you know what? Fuck that.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Emily, Sean.
A sewer versus a fence.
Do they not realize sewer covers are very heavy? How many are we waiting for?
Like six or so?
No way.
They're not in there, are they?
Hello?
Well, it's either them or the Ninja Turtles.
What an entrance.
I did not sign up for that.
Hey, man, let me help you out.
Hey, Harlan.
Nice to meet you, man.
Ugh. Come on.
It smelled down there.
I told you. Could have taken the fence.
The fence was easier, if not a bit sharp.
Ugh, gross. I preferred the asylum.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Cole.
Cowabunga, dudes.
How many times has he said that?
Like 13 in the tunnels themselves.
Hey, Ray. Glad you made it this year.
Me too. Wow, this place is crazy.
Yes. Welcome, everyone, to Darklight Carnival. Abandoned in 1983 after a series of mysterious deaths. All the rides are defunct now, but everything else remains weirdly untouched.
There's no graffiti on anything?
Oh. You're right.
Hey, Kevin. Glad you could come. Yeah, because of how secluded it is. Few people have been out here, apparently.
That makes it all the more unsettling.
Like a spooky, unopened time capsule from 1983. I wonder if there's an unopened Teddy Ruxpin somewhere in there.
I'd kill for an unopened Emperor's Royal Guard.
Or a rub-a-dub doggy.
That's just an owl.
I've never even heard of the Darklight Carnival. What was so mysterious about the deaths?
I'm sure Dylan can fill us in.
Where is Dylan, anyway?
Was he not with you?
We figured trouncing through the sewers was less his bag.
Is this the same deal as last year? We all tell stories?
Yeah, what exactly happened last year?
I heard you all got trapped in an asylum and then Kevin scared everyone.
My face helped.
We all told stories. True stories. Stuff that we all had experienced.
Like an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode?
That's what I kept saying.
No, nothing like that.
A bit like that?
Okay, it was a bit like that. We all told stories to terrify. Dylan had us all meet at an asylum, and each of us took turns sharing a bit of our history and sometimes truths that we'd have a tough time forgetting.
But he's not here.
Not yet.
Dylan?
Ow. There you are, you old so-and-so.
I was waiting in the parking lot, but then got nervous I was being scoped.
Scoped?
This is my favorite jacket.
It is nice.
We were about to start without you, oh brave host.
Host?
Everyone was just saying how you brought them out last year to the asylum, and personally, I'm dying to know why you picked this place. There's definitely an air about it. Something sinister.
You okay, Vincent?
Better than okay. Literally, the best way to spend Halloween.
So spill, Dylan. What's the deal with this place?
I don't know what to tell you all, but I didn't bring us here.
What?
You said...
I didn't ask us here. This wasn't me.
Who brought us here, then?
What the hell?
Good evening, friends. This is the Darklight Carnival. A place of honor, of renown, of passion. Truths have been uncovered here, birth of stories long since forgotten, told on the narrow paths that tread between what is real and what is not. Words that echo all but once in a place such as this. The Ferris wheel, unmoving
since the decapitation of Beverly,
strum in the summer of 1983, is only one public reason for the park's
current state.
The others? Well.
You'll just have to find out for yourselves.
Tonight I've invited you all here for the chance to join in a tradition. A tradition that has been passed down since the first stories were told. A tradition that marks the start of something for many of you. Perhaps the
end for many others.
A story is all that is asked of you, and a chance to tell it is all that I offer. But every story starts with a choice. You all find yourselves at a crossroads, a path that leads both left and right. To the right, the Ferris wheel where poor Beverly died. A real death, one soaked in misery and truth, a tangible, physical act that ruined countless lives and stained many more.
This is to your right.
To your left, however, is the funhouse. A place of mirrors, not just those that reflect the stretched and distorted view of ourselves, but mirrors that see beyond what exists
in the physical.
In this place, you will not find the horrors of the real world.
The visceral, clawing fear of death, no.
Instead, you will find the faded view of those creatures that may walk in both realms. Things that have no heartbeat, yet yearn for the taste of it.
This is a place of horrors beyond the physical world.
And so, you must choose. Of which are you most afraid? The terrors of the real world, or the horrors of our dreams?
On October 30th, the feed you're listening to now, along with all other participating shows, will post two episodes simultaneously for 9 to midnight. One, dealing with the horrors of our dreams. The other, sharing the terrors of the real world. Both comprised of stories written and produced by the 9 to midnight participants. You get to choose which stories you want to enjoy first. Then, make sure to listen to the other for the complete tale. On October 30th, you get to make the choice. See you then.